I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Volatile stock markets and anxious investors made for mixed results today. Wall Street was up with the Dow index closing in positive territory, but several Asian markets struggled. South Korea's main stock index took a big hit, losing 7% of its value. The global financial crisis will be the topic for a big summit in Beijing tomorrow. China is hosting leaders from more than 40 Asian and European nations to discuss the crisis. The summit was overshadowed today by news from Europe. The European Parliament announced it's giving a top human rights prize to jailed Chinese activist Hu Jia. The Chinese government expressed strong dissatisfaction with the move. The World's Beijing correspondent Mary Kay Magstad has more on Hu Jia's background.
Hu Jia started out as an AIDS activist a few years ago. There's still incredible stigma about people who are HIV positive or who have AIDS in China. So he was speaking out on their behalf. But as he worked, he realized that there were much bigger problems in China that had to do with human rights and free expression. And so he started to become an activist on those things. For his trouble, he was put under house arrest. While he was under house arrest, he didn't stop speaking out. He got online. He got on the telephone. He gave testimony on the telephone to the European Union. That got him arrested and put in prison. Even while he was under house arrest, he and his wife made a film of the guards that were keeping an eye on his home and put that on YouTube, of guards sort of standing around, scratching themselves, picking their noses, whatever. And it was just a year watching the guards, watching them. It was very funny, but the Chinese government was not amused.
Right. How well do Chinese know Hu Jia? Is he a household name there?
For the general public, they don't know him very well because the media in China are by and large state-controlled. But in certain circles, people in civil society, activists, well-educated people, particularly in Beijing, he's known.
Hu Jia's wife clearly supports him. She and their daughter are being held under a loose form of house arrest. His wife has been quoted as saying that she thinks the award will make her husband happy because it validates his work. Does she now face any recrimination from the Chinese government for even saying that?
Zhang Jinyan is a very brave woman. She is already under house arrest, but she continues to speak out. And she says part of what drives her is just the thirst for social justice. And also she's a practicing Buddhist. And she says her religion also tells her that this is something she has to do.
Now, this award to Hu Jia comes a day before the 43-nation Asia-Europe summit gets underway. That's tomorrow in Beijing. And the main topic is going to be the economy and ways to move forward with coordinated efforts to address the financial crisis. Everyone seems to agree that cooperation is urgently needed. So does this urgency trump the seeming slap on the wrist to China for human rights abuses?
I think it certainly does. The Chinese government is a very pragmatic government. And they will express their discontent very loudly, but they will continue to do what is in China's best interests economically and politically. And economically, it's in China's best interest right now to coordinate, particularly with Europe, because it allows there to be more of a multipolar system going than just having the United States leading the way and sometimes leading the way down a pretty dark alley, as in the case of the current financial crisis. So, you know, the Chinese kind of grin and bear it, or maybe they don't grin. They grit their teeth and bear it. But they know that it's good for their economy to maintain strong ties with Europe. This is a very complex, multi-layered relationship with many, many sets of dialogues and interactions, probably even more complex than the Chinese-U.S. web of relationships. And it matters to China that it maintain these relationships. So while it will speak out and say, we really didn't think this award was a good thing, we really think it was an insult, they're going to say it and I think then move on and concentrate on other matters of urgent interest like the economy.
The World's Mary Kay Magstad in Beijing. Thanks as always.
Thank you.